to honor veterans they didn't know. Newspaper's award-winning work captures the essence of veteran fellowship. Story and photos by Rick West. Every veteran should be remembered. It was that thought by a veteran-owned funeral home in Elgin, Illinois, that sparked an idea. The idea and a local newspaper story helped bring together hundreds of community members in January 2020 to honor an Air Force veteran they had never met. John James Murphy, 71, had died a month earlier at the Riverview Rehab Center in Elgin. He had no known family or friends. A Vietnam veteran, he had lived in Elgin for 20 years. The rehab center, the coroner, and Simon's Madison Funeral Home searched for any relatives. None were found. Funeral director Dan Simons, himself a veteran, had encountered this before. He usually had the veteran cremated and served as sole witness as the remains were taken to Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery. This time, his wife Joy decided to reach out to the Daily Herald newspaper to see if a story might draw some attention to a public visitation she had planned. Thinking that Murphy must have some friends somewhere after living in the community for so long, she didn't want him sent off alone. Aside from a nurse from the rehab center, nobody at the visitation had ever met Murphy. But he certainly wasn't alone. We like to say he gained 600 new friends that day, Joy Simons said. The story by the Herald's Elena Ferrerin quickly went viral. 4 days after it ran, hundreds of people attended the visitation on a frigid Wednesday morning. Hundreds more made the 90-minute drive to the cemetery in Elwood. I covered the funeral with Elena. She handled the words while I took pictures and shot video. It was one of the most moving experiences of my career. The thought of going through an entire life, a life that included the siblinghood of service to one's country, only to die alone, was heartbreaking. Yet the community I cover came together to honor a man they didn't know. All they knew was that when it was time, Murphy served his country. And now, it was their time to serve him. Members of Elgin American Legion Post 57 attended, as did members of the local VFW. We also talked to many people who weren't veterans, but came to honor a man who experienced what their parents or grandparents experienced in Vietnam, and they couldn't stand the thought of them being forgotten. I covered 4 more unclaimed veteran funerals that year, a couple with Elena, a couple on my own. The work was rewarding, the pictures were powerful, and the people who came out to honor veterans they had never met proved that community doesn't just mean people who live in the same place. It means fellowship. That said, I would prefer never to cover another one. We should all hope that every person, especially veterans, who have given so much of themselves to others, leaves this earth knowing they are not forgotten. Rick West, staff photographer for the Daily Herald in suburban Chicago, accepted the American Legion's prestigious Fourth Estate Award for print journalism at the 102nd National Convention last August in Phoenix. He and Daily Herald writer Elena Ferrerin teamed up for a series of articles, videos, and photos in 2020 on memorial services for veterans who die with no family, other than their fellow veterans, to remember them and their service to the nation. Captions: Daily Herald photographer Rick West and writer Elena Ferrerin produced a 2020 series on funerals for unclaimed veterans that won the American Legion's 2021 Fourth Estate Award. Left page: a woman places a flower during a graveside service for Navy veteran Doug Henke. American Legion Post 57 Honor Guard members fire a rifle volley. Attendees stand at attention and salute at Henke's service. Above: Harvest Christian Academy wrestling coach Sean Ayers, left, brings members of his team to the funeral for Ronald Ron George Olson. Veterans pause at the casket of a man they would not allow to be forgotten. active duty troops carry the casket for Vietnam War Air Force veteran John James Murphy. End of captions.